He said there are three types of Christians: the radical senders, the radical goers, and the disobedient. And I thought about my life up until that time. And I said, and my life and our family, and I said, you know, we've been a part of sending, but it's hard to call what we've done radical. And we've been a part of going. We've been on mission trips, been in multiple countries, and focused on local as well as global. And yet, it would be hard to describe what we've done as radical. So out of the three, I felt like I landed greatest in that disobedient place. Welcome to the Generosity Now podcast, where we bring you inspiring stories of generosity and whole life stewardship. Our goal is to showcase individuals and organizations making a positive impact in our communities and across the globe. I'm your host, Eric Most, president of the National Christian Foundation, Rocky Mountain Region, and I'm joined by my incredible co-host, Lori Bossert, VP on our team. Good morning, Lori. How are you doing today?
Great, Eric. Thanks for having me. It's fun to be here together.
Lori, we're recording this episode in early May. It's a beautiful day in Colorado, and you just returned from Generous Giving's Celebration of Generosity in Scottsdale, Arizona. Would you tell our listeners a bit about what Generous Giving is and the celebration? And did you have any major takeaways from that event?
Eric, the Celebration of Generosity is a gathering of people across the country. They come together once a year, and we talk about inspiring the generosity of God. And that generosity of God can be displayed through us, God's people, in our everyday, in our works, our actions, and our finances. So it's not just about finances.
That's awesome. Were there any major takeaways that you had from that event?
I had one takeaway that actually came from Tony Evans, one of our keynote speakers. And Tony really challenged my heart. And that he said, on 9/11, 19 individuals changed the trajectory of our country. Here we are, 650 people sitting in this room, and we have the opportunity to change the trajectory of our country with the gospel and our generosity. And we were all inspired then to take that message forward and be able to champion generosity as we all exited and left the conference.
Wow. Well, how true is that statement? I mean, think about it. 19 folks did. They truly changed the trajectory of not only America, but actually the whole world, in fact. And yet, the impact of 600, I mean, hey, let's just go back down to the impact of 12 and maybe 3 or even just 1, Jesus Christ, right? That impact is so incredible. And that is a humbling thing to think about. And so we even charge you, listeners of the Generosity Now podcast, you're now part of that 600 plus. What can God do as he gets a hold of our views and life spent for generous impact for God's kingdom and the glory and his glory to many? It sounds like that was an amazing event, and let me encourage you. That's an event that we go to almost every year, and the next one is going to happen in Colorado Springs next April 18th through 20th at the own Broadmoor Club in Colorado Springs. So check out more information about that, or you can register at generousgiving.com. Well, today we're also joined by our podcast producer, Jonathan Collier. Jonathan, welcome to the show. Tell everyone where you're coming from today.
Well, guys, thanks for having me on the show. I'm excited to be here. I'm actually coming in all the way out on the East Coast, about 10 minutes to the east of the city of Richmond, Virginia. The weather's a bit cooler today. It's been warmer, but we've had rain. April into May tends to get a bit weird. The weather becomes very ADHD. We can't decide whether to put winter clothes away or wear rain boots or a boat when it floods, or sometimes we even had snow. So we're dealing with a bit of a beautiful chaos.
Oh, that's great. Hey, we can definitely relate. Just last week this time, there was 4 inches of fresh snow on ground, and now it's 70 degrees and bright and sunny today. So we definitely feel you.
Gotta love it.
That's it. Hey, this episode, we're planning to do something a little different. We're turning the microphone, the lead microphone, over to you, Jonathan, to do a bit of interview of Lori and I. And so, Jonathan, go ahead and take it away.
Yeah, we're going to flip the script. I mean, more often than not, you listen to podcasts and you hear the first episode, which is, it's an important one. It's a fun one. It's a chance for you guys, the creators, to sit and communicate to people who know you, people who don't know you yet, and people who eventually will, about what it is you're doing, why it matters, and why it's so important. And to be a little bit different, we talked about it. And instead of you sitting and letting people hear your voice, let me ask the questions. And so we're going to flip the script a bit. And I just want to say, this is a lot of fun. You said it already. You're being interviewed for the first time ever on the very first ever episode of the Generosity Now podcast. So I want to hear from both of you guys, but take a moment and just introduce yourselves to your listeners.
I'm Lori Bossert, and the generosity movement has really become dear to my heart. God has been so generous to me for so much of my life. A lot of what I have experienced is God showing up in blessings in ways that I couldn't even understand. I had a difficult childhood, and during that difficult childhood, I had individuals who really showed up to the extent where at 16, I moved in with a Christian family who I hadn't known. They hadn't known me, but I really needed some stability in my life. God showed up when I was in high school. People paid for me to go to Christian camp. God really instilled in me through some of these people that had showed up the verse about in Matthew that God says that whatever you do for the least of these, you do unto me. And so I have used that in my life that I've wanted to be able to then share generosity with other people in just opening our home, doing things for others, and anything that we have, it's truly God. God owns it all. And, you know, the Psalm says that. And every day my dream, my desire is to glorify God with my words and my actions in that space of generosity and showing his love.
You grew up on the East Coast. You live now in Colorado. You've been out here for a long time. You have a CPA background. What's the journey that you've been on that brought you to NCF? You've been here just over 1 year now.
God brought me to Colorado Springs after I had started a career in public accounting. I did a number of years with public accounting, and then I was an at-home mom for a while, but kept a tax practice. When we landed in Colorado Springs, God planted a seed in my heart that I really had hoped I could use my skills to work at a ministry at some time. I had the privilege of spending 12 years inside one of the largest Christian ministries in this country as their tax accountant, and it was just a joy to be able to learn so much about the inside of a ministry, how ministries work. I learned so much about different processes and procedures, and I got to interact with a lot of donors there. God really changed my heart that I wanted to really, instead of working on the ministry side to work with donors and givers, to use the tax law to benefit ministries. And on the contribution side, you know, I'm a little nerdy when it comes to this space, Eric. It is fun to turn tax dollars into charitable dollars. And we here at NCF can really help you do some of that.
Yeah, and you're really good at that. So thanks. And you also said we. So who's we? Tell me a little bit about your family.
So I am married to Mike, and he is my greatest blessing in all of my life after Christ. And Mike and I have been married for 35 years. We moved out here with three little boys, and now we have three married sons, three beautiful daughter-in-laws, and there's a few of those little grandchildren running around this earth also.
Well, Lori, thanks for sharing a little bit about who you are and how you help and really why this matters to you. I think it's safe to say we know that who, you use the term nerdy, but I think who's sweet spot is really at the center of the Generosity Now podcast. Eric, you're going to have some... You've got some work to do with your intro, man. So let's tell everyone a little bit about you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we do have some similarities in that we both grew up on the East Coast and have now found our way to what we would consider, I think, God's country here in the Rockies. But I was born and raised in Tampa, Florida, in an entrepreneur family. My father owned multiple businesses, from a property and casualty insurance firm to a railroad to a ship repair company. And so kind of entrepreneurship has kind of been in my DNA. I grew up in the church thinking I was a Christian, but wasn't. I did not understand the gospel in the slightest until high school, where a few friends got me involved in their church, and I heard the gospel plainly preached for the first time. And the Holy Spirit just opened my eyes to him, and I joyfully surrendered in obedience to him and walking in faith of Jesus Christ. That was a very contentious time, though, because by joining this church and following Christ, it was actually a Baptist church. My family was raised Lutheran. My dad actually felt that we were kind of leaving the family, it felt. And we, you know, in high school age with boys and dads, sometimes the relationships get a little rocky, and we had a little bit of rocky zone. And that was hard, but yet I definitely felt God's call to follow Him, both first in obedience to for salvation, but then also in ministry. So I went to a small school in North Florida and had a pursued a degree in theology, and didn't really have an idea of where I was going. I clearly felt that I was not being called into the role of pastor, and yet I had this burning passion to see people come to know the Lord and love Him. As I was finishing up my time in college, I moved back to Tampa to take my last couple core classes. And while I was there, I needed a job. And so I reached out to my dad, said, "Hey, Dad, while I'm here, can I get a part-time job at Most Insurance?" And he said, "Sure." And so I did. And that job turned into very quickly a full-time job and into a career. And so I actually started buying up ownership into Most Insurance and eventually kind of started at the bottom, worked my way up through the ranks of Most Insurance, where then in 2015, I actually took the business to a sale and we sold Most Insurance. Shortly after that, I was starting a real estate business, and I had made a gift into a giving fund that I had in NCF, and a friend of mine that worked at NCF in Tampa knew that we loved Colorado, and he said, "Hey, Eric, you made a ton of giving mistakes, and so why don't you move out to Colorado and tell other people not to make your same mistakes?" And we could talk about this a little bit later, Jonathan, but shortly before that happened, I was really struggling with what God was calling me to do. And so after a series of conversations, interviews, by God's grace, I was invited to join the team of NCF a little over 5 years ago. And so made the move. In March of 2018, my whole family moved from Tampa, Florida. I shut down my real estate business, and we joined NCF. And so that's just a little bit of how I got here.
Well, guys, you both have some serious entrepreneurial traits to you. And Eric, you even used the word. And so I'll just go ahead and say it. I get really excited as a serial entrepreneur myself, and I will own that word. I'm always excited when someone takes a risk to start anything new. It doesn't matter what it is, you know, a blog, a website, a podcast. They're going to invest in coaching. They're going to start a business. It's a lot of work. And oftentimes we get a bit of shiny object syndrome where you see the thing that you want to go after, the destination is right there, and you race after it, and then you don't actually get there because it's hard. And especially when it comes to high capacity leaders and people that have families and they're trying to serve well and be the best steward they can be in every aspect of their life. So quite honestly, with everything that you guys already do, what was the big draw that compelled you to say yes to starting this podcast?
That's a great question, Jonathan. People that know me well know that I'm a podcast junkie. I listen to them all up and down the interstate as I'm driving, and I'm out walking my dog, my golden retriever Bremer, at night, and getting some hikes in on the Air Force Academy or different places. I'm listening to podcasts, and I love them. I love the information. I love intersecting with story and learning new things. But I've been thinking that, man, there's a missing voice in this conversation. There's a missing voice as it relates to bridging the conversations of generosity and impact investing and faithful business stewardship and family conversations. And so I was like, well, who's gonna have that conversation? Who's gonna help lead there? And you know, after talking with some folks and trying to catalyze a little bit of vision, I think some folks kind of put it back on us and said, "Hey, you guys are sitting in the right seat to help have those conversations." And so I think that's the greatest impetus. Also, Lori and I get to sit in meetings with individuals and other folks across NCF, across the country. We get to sit in singular conversations with some incredible people that honestly, like to me, I feel selfish that I'm the only one that gets to hear this conversation. And so the other idea was, how can we multiply this impact? How can we take a single conversation and let hundreds of people or thousands of people to enter in, be inspired, and hopefully take action from what they're hearing and what they're learning?
That's great. I love all of that. Lori, I want to hear from you. you've already said that you love knowing and seeing and getting to see firsthand what happens when people use their monies and their finances for the benefits of the kingdom. So what was it for you with everything you have going on? You've got grandbabies and you've got a busy career and all of life as it is together, and you're new at podcasting, which, by the way, you're doing a great job. Why'd you say yes? Why'd you say yes when Eric came running and knocking?
Jonathan, I think that my yes was a lot around my love of education. I love to educate people as a homeschool mom. And as I continued to have conversation with NCF givers, I recognized how much more we could continue to touch people's lives the more that we can educate them about what the possibilities are and how people can be generous and how NCF can help them in their non-cash giving, how we can continue to educate even advisors and different ministries, not just the givers, of how the tax law has been written. We in the United States have one of the most amazing tax laws for charitable giving, and we get great benefits. And a lot of us Christians have this negative about the tax code and how difficult it is, but it is so amazing when you give money away in this country that you get to deduct that and take advantage of that, not pay capital gains when you give things to charity. Those are huge things that I want to continue to educate people. And a podcast is a way that we can do that. We can share stories, as Eric talked about, of people that have gone before and done these types of generous giving, that we can continue to help them and help more people by sharing the stories.
Oh, that's great. I think any time that you can take information that you have and things that you know, and you can create a space to multiply it so that it benefits others. It's almost an analogy I was talking with the other day. It fits here. It's when you have that mindset, it's almost like you understand the point of planting a tree. I mean, the work that goes into planting a tree, it's hard. You have to make sure the soil is right, fertilize it. Everything's got to go there. Then the tree grows, not so that you can benefit the shade, but that somebody else can. And I think there's a lot of misunderstanding in our culture where we want to protect things so that we can, you know, plant the tree and sit under a shade. So you guys jumping into this venture, what you're doing is you're putting in work that's going to create something that people will benefit from that you will never even get to meet. And I think that's pretty incredible. So I want to pivot for a minute, and we're going to play a game called What's in a Name? Just kidding. We're not going to play a game, but the name of the podcast is very compelling. So quite simply, Eric, why Generosity Now?
You know, Jonathan, we live in a world of incredible need. And yet we here at the Generosity Now podcast believe that our great Lord and God is able to meet every single need. The foundational verse of the Generosity Now podcast comes from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 through 19. Let me read it for us. As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God. But on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. You know, a second verse that, again, is truly foundational to us is Luke 12, 15. And it says, "And he said, Jesus, take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." So why Generosity Now? Well, life truly is a vapor. You know, I've really been inspired and motivated by a missionary named C.T. Studd. And if you're not familiar with C.T., go and take a look at his biography and some books about him. He truly was a stud for the gospel. And he wrote a poem, and it's one of my favorites, and it's titled, "One Life, 'Twill Soon Be Past." And the refrain is just that, "One life, 'twill soon be past, only what's done for Christ will last." This life truly is a vapor, and there is much to do. And we are given just this short life to make a kingdom impact. And I do believe that all believers in Christ truly do want to be faithful stewards. So that is why we're emphasizing the now part of the Generosity Now podcast.
I like that. And I'm going to press. I love the name. I love that it's compelling. And a lot went into it. And there's a lot to unpack there. And it's unique and it's different. It has a sense of urgency. But I'm pulling. And when you eat a good meal, there's a chef term called the amuse bouche, where they pull the random meal that's like the palate cleanser. You don't know it's coming. So I want each of you in your best one sentence to give me one sentence as to why the name is the name.
God says that when we're generous, that we get to experience joy. And I desire for every person that is following Jesus, that they get to experience that joy now of their generosity. And I am convinced with all of my being that God does that each and every time when we are generous.
I love that. I really love that. It resonates so much. Eric, what you got?
The URL is available.
That's the truth.
All right.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it here, folks. This podcast exists in its name, form, and identity purely because the URL was available. Eric's thought process. I've got a URL. Now let's build a platform.
You know, several years ago, I was sitting in my car and I heard a sermon by a guy named John Piper. And in it, he said a very provocative thing that convicted me significantly. He said, there are three types of Christians. They're the radical senders, the radical goers, and the disobedient. And I thought about my life up until that time. And I said, and my life and our family, and I said, you know, we've been a part of sending, but it's hard to call what we've done radical. And we've been a part of going. We've been on mission trips, been in multiple countries and focused on local as well as global. And yet, it would be hard to describe what we've done as radical. So out of the three, I felt like I landed greatest in that disobedient place. And once that resonated in my soul, I wanted to make a change and a difference for others. And so why the Generosity Now? Because, like I said before, God has entrusted us with much, and he's also given us one short life to make a difference in the lives of people. And it's not just a temporal difference, but an eternal difference. And so that's why, more than just the URL, for the Generosity Now podcast in my mind.
I love that. So you guys are no stranger to this. We live in the information economy. It's a great book, by the way. And oddly enough, it was written back in the late 80s, early 90s, and they re-released it and updated it. And it's very relevant today. So there's an overwhelming amount of information readily available to anyone at the end of their fingertips on any topic. So much so that you can Google anything about anything and it comes back with billions of search results, search hits, instantaneously, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, and places where you can go and find great information. But with that becomes frustrations and overwhelm that come from, man, I have all this information. What do I do with it? There's a thing called procrastination by education where we feel like I can't make that investment, or I'm not equipped enough to do this, or I'm not ready enough to do that. If I just learn a little bit more about this, then I can be better with my finances and steward this more. We hear it all the time. But I want to hear from both of you guys, but what gaps do you see that you hope to fill with your podcast based on the fact that there's just so much information out there?
Another great question, Jonathan. So we believe that there are so many great podcasts out there. I'm an avid listener of so many of them, and we're going to feature some of them on our podcast in future days so people can hear different specific aspects to generosity or stewardship or business as mission kind of focus. But we believe that there isn't one podcast that bridges the gap between the why, the how, and the where of generosity, quite like the Generosity Now podcast. And so that's why we think that this podcast meets a specific need for listeners.
Right. And I don't mean this to sound negative, and I just want to camp here for a minute. But what you're just describing is almost like a half-built bridge. You see, like, everyone has a specific set of skill, not to be Liam Neeson, but in a lot of places out there, they have information to get you only to a certain place. And they don't know how to connect to other resources. And so while they're great, it leaves people with, you know, they trek on this journey and they get to a place where they're halfway across where they're trying to get to and the bridge is down and they don't know what to do to get to the other side. So they either stay or they plan to go back. And what I hear from you is that you're trying to be the other side of that bridge to where, okay, you've gotten this far. Now let's get you to the other side because we have a unique perspective and we have the ability to really clearly and effectively get you from where you are and to equip you to embrace, as you said, whole life stewardship. Lori, I want to hear from you. What's the biggest need you think you guys can meet right now?
I think a lot of that goes back to my comment about education, and because we are the how. We are we work for an organization that we get to help the givers in the how. How do we do this? If we want to be generous, that can be just a theoretical idea. And to be able to inspire them to move that why into the how do we get it done? How do we educate them of the different options of what we can do? And that's partially why we also want to bring some of these other people of the other podcasts, because they do have inspiring stories of things that they have done, the methods of what they've done in the impact investing of giving charitably their business away and having a charity actually hold their business so that they are sending all the profits of that business out to different ministries and different churches. We want to be that how, that education platform of being able to encourage that.
I think it's great. And you mentioned education, and what's great about this is I sense a lot of not just content dump. I mean, we can all listen to more content. We can all do something, but there's something of substance here, excuse me, where there's resources and sort of where education meets equipping. And obviously it's up to the end user to take with and do what they will with it. But you're coming at a unique space where instead of looking at other places in the marketplace as competitors, they're collaborators. Where if you say, hey, you know, this is great, we can connect the dots from here to here to here, which is something that you don't see too much of nowadays. And it really sets you up for some very interesting things that I think your listeners could look forward to. So on to the next one, you guys take a minute and just, what are you excited for that your listeners have to look forward to down the road? Now, you don't have to tell them everything, but what really gets you jazzed up?
The lineup that we have of interviews of great and inspiring guests is so good. Just next week, we have multiple interviews that we're going to be recording, that we're going to be pushing out soon. And trust me, these are going to be conversations that you are going to want to sit down and listen to. All right. Remove some distractions. Have a pen and paper ready to take some notes down, because it's truly inspiring and will give you tools to help take action. We're also going to be practical and give practical tools for charitable giving and kingdom-focused impact investing. You've already heard it time and time again already from Lori, just the practical nature that she is going to be able to help provide to this with some technical expertise and help you go and do and be generous and to do it strategically. We're also going to help try to spur you on in ways that maybe are less strategic. You know, there is a place for less strategic charitable giving. And we're going to talk about that and hopefully inspire and encourage and see some really radical things happen. We're also going to share great resources to inspire and equip for kingdom impact. Where one thing that we're going to do with each of our guests is say, hey, what is a great resource that if you could, again, and go back and read 30 years, you know, earlier in your career, what would you read or what would you listen to? And so we're going to be listening from great guests, what they have been so impacted by, and hopefully we can speed up the learning cycle for you as well.
Well, guys, this has been really awesome. Unique to be able to sit in your quote unquote virtual chairs for the first episode of your podcast. It's been a ton of fun. I just first want you guys to know how proud of you I am. It's a lot of work that goes into this, and thank you and for what you're doing, what you're going to do, and for what you guys are going to bring to the table. So before we sign off, I want you guys to let everyone know how to keep up with the Generosity Now podcast, where to follow along with the show, and how to get in touch if they need to. And as always, they will be in the show notes. Well, guys, before we go, just let your listeners know how they can keep up with you, how to get in touch, and how to stay up to date with the Generosity Now podcast.
On the Generosity Now podcast, we seek to inspire, equip, and connect our listeners for generous kingdom impact and whole life stewardship. For more information on us, check us out at ncfgiving.com/Rocky Mountains. You can also send us an email to info@generositynow.org. And please go ahead and subscribe to our podcast, leave us a 5-star review, and share it with your network. That would be so, so helpful to get the word out and get more people being able to tune in to the Generosity Now podcast.
And as we close, I would like to send you out with this benediction from Jude. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, and now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for your time.